Jamie, we've got another CUTC coming up, and that's the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. For those who don't know a whole lot about it, tell me, first of all, just what it is they will find when they come to this conference.
The CUTC is a very interesting conference in that it really looks at the technical issues around corn and around corn milling. And so you've got everything from value-added uses of wet milling all the way to chemistry and different chemicals that come from corn and corn starch all the way to the dry mill ethanol that we've become so familiar with over the past few years.
Well, there's a lot of sessions that will take place during this conference, and you're chairing one of those, which I think is on a very critical issue. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your session? That'll be show us a good example of the type of conference you'll find there.
Well, needless to say, all of those milling and extra uses are seems to be now more than ever impacted by federal legislation. So my session, a plenary session as a matter of fact, is going to be called The Land Use Conundrum, Corn, Are We an Advanced Biofuel Essentially or Not? And in the RFS, it specifically says, corn-based starch cannot be an advanced biofuel. However, without the indirect effects, we do qualify over 50 or 60% as an advanced biofuel cutting of greenhouse gases. So we've got some great speakers, including Adam Liska, professor from the University of Nebraska, coming to talk about corn as an advanced biofuel. In fact, he's going to talk about emissions from indirect land use versus biofuels and military security. Here we are counting indirect effects from one fuel, but we're not counting them for another. Maybe that's a pretty good topic right now while we've got an ever-enlarging oil slick to the south of our country. Stefan Mueller from University of Illinois Chicago is going to discuss the greenhouse gas effects of new technologies such as fractionation, combined heat and power from biomass, corn oil extraction, cold cook, anaerobic digestion, and other updated equipment around the plant. And lastly, we're going to have PRX, Pro Exporter, come in and talk about there's just a huge difference between the way the kernel is looked at and Stover. Stover has 131% decrease in greenhouse gases, while Stover is 21%. Now, wait a minute. I think that the Stover is the same part of the same plant as the kernel. In fact, holds the ear up off the ground. So how can we grow one versus the other, and how can we treat them that much differently? Mm-hmm. So Pro Exporter Bill Holbrook is going to come in and talk about the effects of the RFS, the effects of EPA interpretation, in fact, the limitations of the 402 million acres that can be used as renewable biomass and other parts of legislation.
Well, it's a very critical issue to the industry at this point, and a good example of the types of presentations that will be taking place over a couple of days in Atlanta here very soon. So if somebody at this point still wants to get registered and so they can attend, direct them to where they need to go.
Please go to corntechconference.org. That's C-O-R-N-T-E-C-H and short for conference, C-O-N-F.org. Again, corntechconf.org.
All right. Well, we'll hope to see you there because I'm planning to be there and looking forward to your session in particular. And like we said, there is plenty of room and space available. So if you're interested, get yourself registered, and we hope to see you in Atlanta. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.